multi-wavelength observations of the obscuring wind in the radio quiet quasar MR 2251-178 by Junji Mao et al. Obscuring winds driven away from active supermassive black holes are rarely seen due to their transient nature. They have been observed with multi-wavelength observations in a few Seyfert 1 galaxies and one broad absorption line radio quiet quasar so far. An X-ray obscuration event in MR 2251-178 was caught in late 2020, which triggered multi-wavelength, near-to-X-ray, observations targeting this radio quiet quasar. In the X-ray band, the obscurer leads to a flux drop in the soft X-ray band from late 2020 to early 2021. X-ray obscuration events might have a quasi-period of 2 decades considering earlier events in 1980 and 1996. In the UV band, a forest of weak blue shifted absorption features emerged in the blue wing of LI-L1216 in late 2020. Our XMM Newton, NuSTAR, and HST CUZ observations are obtained simultaneously, hence, the transient X-ray obscuration event is expected to account for the UV outflow, although they are not necessarily caused by the same part of the wind. Both blue shifted and red shifted absorption features were found for HI-LAMDA-10830, but no previous near spectra are available for comparison. The X-ray observational features of MR 2251-178 shared similarities with some other Type 1 AGNs with obscuring wind. However, observational features in the UV to near bands are distinctly different from those seen in other AGN with obscuring winds. A general understanding of the observational variety and the nature of obscuring wind is still lacking. This was multi-wavelength observations of the obscuring wind in the radio quiet quasar MR 2251-178. By Junji Mao et al.